Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. Here at FCA, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character. I'm excited for you to hear some of the great things going on at FCA, and now, here's our host, FCA high school student, Lydia Smith.
Hi, I'm Lydia Smith, here with Fairfield Christian Academy Superintendent, Mr. Craig Carpenter. Hi, Mr. Carpenter, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Lydia. Thanks for having me today.
Anytime. Okay, so just a few questions for you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Fairfield Christian?
Yes, I can tell you a little bit about myself. I might bore you if I tell you too much.
That's all right.
I'm a little older than you, as you know. I'm in my 50s now, and I've been married for 29 years. I have a beautiful wife. She's a school teacher at Lancaster High School. I have three kids, a son that's a sophomore in college, and two daughters that attend here, one in seventh grade, Amy, and Kelly's a fifth grader here at FCA.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us, like, where you went to high school? And
yes, I went to high school in New Lexington, which was where we play our football games. Mm-hmm. And I always tease people, it's a little different from when I went there, but all towns change over time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I went there from fifth grade on, and I graduated high school there. Then I went to Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, right above Chicago.
Okay.
And I was there for 4 years, and I stayed there and worked. I got into business after college, and I stayed there for another 10 years in Chicago before I moved back here to around Columbus area.
So what roles have you filled at FCA, and what roles do you fill now?
Well, I've done a little bit of everything, but the main roles I've had, I've taught Bible class here. I was a weightlifting teacher here. I coached football, and I coached basketball, and I'm currently the principal and superintendent.
Mm-hmm. So what got you into wanting to be a principal and superintendent?
That's a very good question. I think about that often because that wasn't my plan. I went to school. I got an education degree from Northwestern. But after I graduated, I got a job opportunity. It paid a lot more money than it is in teaching. So I sort of went there, as most young people would do. And I never really thought, even when I got into teaching, I never really thought about being in administration. I was teaching at Lancaster High School, and some people from FCA approached me and asked me about being the principal here and about starting some programs. And one thing led to another, and that's how I'm here. It's been 10 years since I've been here.
Awesome. So you said that you've coached. Do you still coach?
Yes, I don't coach as much as I used to, but I do help Coach Hooper and the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Very little anymore, but I do help coach that.
What made you want to do that?
I just coached. I started coaching with my son. I played sports all through. I went to Northwestern on a football scholarship, so sports have been a part of my life since I can remember. And I like to see young people strive and work as a team, especially team sports, and to work really, really hard. And then when they're successful, it really brings a lot of joy to me.
Mm-hmm. So what position did you play?
I played football. I played receiver, and I was a running back, too. Hmm. A little bit of both at college.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so can you tell us what FCA offers not only academically, but also what extracurricular activities we have here?
Yes, academically, we do consider ourselves a college prep school, so we offer a lot of the standards courses. A lot of things that people don't understand is we do have an online course, and we have a lot of electives, which we've expanded in the last few years, which I do think differentiates us from other schools, especially private schools. And just like this class you're doing here, the radio show, the visual and the media visual class, it's very popular. I mean, it's usually, we have to cut it off, and usually only juniors and seniors get in. And we have a lot of things. And then our extracurriculars, it starts clubs, and we have all the sports, and we have a lot of music programs that we have. But we also have things that people don't realize, like archery club. We have a ski club. We have a science club, a quiz team, a lot of different things. We just have a variety. And that was a goal to start with when I came here to make sure that a student didn't have to choose about going to a Christian school and sacrificing something to go here. So we're just like any other public school. We offer a lot. So and the kids can then stay here as yourself, and there's a lot of things you can do, and you don't miss a beat.
So how would you say the atmosphere compares here to public schools? I know you said you taught at Lancaster for a while.
Yes, I did. And when I did teach at Lancaster, I sent my son. My girls weren't old enough at the time to go to school, and we didn't even have them at the time. But I sent my son here as a kindergarten at FCA because just like the priorities we have at our school, I like to tell kids that's what you're here for. Your number one priority is God in your life. And at a public school, that's missing, and obviously that's our priority here. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. It's just we're God-centered. We talk about God. Teacher, pray with you, and we want to understand. We want to do things because God wants us to do things, not just because of man-made rules, and we're following a rule book, a man-made. But really, we're following the rule book and the instruction manual that God has written, in the book called the Bible. Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest thing. So the atmosphere, there's quite a bit of difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did your son switch over with you to Fairfield Christian when you took the spot as principal?
No, I sent him here even when I taught at Lancaster, I sent him here. So that's what I was, a lot of schools, and especially a lot of Christian schools, they don't offer a lot of variety of extracurricular stuff, elective classes when you get into middle school and high school. And so we're able to expand that, and not only he finished out his high school career here, a lot of other kids did too, and I think that's why you're here, just like classes like today, and a lot of variety of things that we can do. So you don't have to sacrifice anything to go here, and actually it's a plus because God's at the center of our school, so you can get everything you want in a Christian education.
Mm-hmm. So would you say FCA has made a dramatic impact on your son's Christian walk?
Yes, that was the goal for our kids. We want them to understand just to supplement what we teach at home. Mm-hmm. And I've said many times before, elementary kids, 7 hours a day times five, it's 35 hours a week they spend in elementary school, middle school. Mm-hmm. They get involved in some extracurricular activities, so they're usually almost 40 hours a week at school. Mm-hmm. And when you're in high school, you could spend as many as 50 hours a week here at school. And so that has a great influence. And I want a godly influence on them. So if they're at a non-Christian school, not necessarily it's all bad, but that godly influence may not be there. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I, we thought it was very important to have that influence, and I'm sure your parents do too, and all the parents of FCA students, and that's what we want. We want that godly influence for that amount of time, because without it, something else is going to replace it, and we didn't want that, and neither do parents. So that's a big reason why we send our kids here.
Can you tell us a little bit about like chapel and the difference between like the regular Bible class and?
Yeah, we do have. That's another distinct. Obviously we have a Bible class here every day, and except one day, and for the high school on Wednesday, we have Bible class Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Wednesday, instead of having the Bible class, we do have the chapel, and it's led by some like yourself and many other students on stage as a worship band. Sometimes, as an older person, it gets a little too loud for me, but I enjoy the kids. It's really fun. I can see the joy in it, especially the younger kids, and they come up and as you're singing. Mm-hmm. But it's a time just for it's a young person's church service. That's why I tell people when parents come here, you're trying to explain chapel to it. It's just a young person's church service with worship music, and we have speakers, and we try to get a variety of speakers in, and some of our students also speak, as you've seen in the past. So it's a great, and the worship band, you guys amaze me all the time. You're really good. So.
Thank you. So how would you say Fairfield Christian has grown since you started working here?
It's different. When I first came here, there was probably 80% of the population of students were elementary students. And now it's spread out. Mm-hmm. And there was very little. And why that was, there's so many kids here. It was, but then when they got to middle school, there was not a lot of options. Like I said, electives and extracurricular. So some kids started taking off because they maybe not had could play a sport or they wanted a music program. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't have it, then they would go to another school. And so we have a more proportionate student body here than we have 160 plus kids in a high school, and so we have that many in the elementary per grade, so it's worked out well, and that's the way we should be. So it's an even before where and that's one of the reasons why our gym's on the second floor. People always ask me when they come up where our gym's on the second floor, and I say, well, at the time it was being built, the state code says you have to have immediate access for the younger kids. There's so many younger kids in our school, we had to put it on the second floor because we couldn't put that many on the on the second floor. So we put the gym there, which in today's engineering, it doesn't make a difference. You don't even know it's on the second floor. But it does. We take it for granted. There's still people come in and say, why is your gym on the second floor? It's not a big deal to anybody. But that's the reason, because there's so many young kids here. But today, it's really even.
So the high school and the elementary are in the same building, but how are they separated?
Yeah. We do have the our daycare and our preschool and K through fifth grade all in the downstairs, and 6th through 12th grade is on in upstairs. But, you know, some people will always say, too, when they don't know too much about a Christian school and never been here before, they think that different age groups, it might be a negative, but it's really a positive, because the younger kids will look up to the older kids, and the older kids are really good, like yourself, will come down and help and mentor the younger kids, especially in Bible class. It's a really a good mixture, so people quickly see the benefit of having a school in one, and they are separated enough, but they can also be together really quickly, and I know even the younger kids love, just like you mentioned chapel, they would love to go to the high school chapel too, some younger kids, and although they have their simple chapel services for special reasons, because some of the topics vary, but they really do like the looking up to you older kids.
So what would you say your favorite memory is at FCA?
Well, Lydia, I have a lot of favorite memories. I think about this. As you get older, this is what you do all the time. Instead of doing your electronic devices, you ponder a lot when you get older and think about things. don't let me scare you. So I like to think. So when I do, I notice a lot of young people running or biking or something. They always have headphones in. I prefer not to have headphones because I think about memories and I think about what we could do and think about what could happen in the future. But some of my favorite memories, there's so many of them. I could give you some examples, but a scenario I like to see, and I see it almost on a weekly basis, is a young person being successful at something. And it doesn't matter if it's kindergarten or first grader, learning to read, and they're really confident. You could just see the glow in their face. It doesn't matter if it's an elementary or middle school child understanding a math concept for the first time. You could just see it in their eyes. It clicks. And they get it. All that success a kid bring, and knowing that God's helped them do that, and it's just it's just a good feeling to have. And they turn around, and their classmates are excited for them. But some of the specific moments, there's many, many here. But for me personally, it's probably just because of the coaching of basketball, where we took the school and went to the state Final Four. It was before that. Some people just didn't think we could accomplish or be as good as what we wanted to be. So that always motivates athletic kids. And when somebody tells them they can't do something and they do it anyway. So that was a favorite memory. But I see them every day. Just somebody gets something for the first time or understands a concept. And that really what makes me excited. And those are my favorite memories. I can say that and think about memories. Just like I said, for a kindergarten to first grader, clear up to 12th grade, somebody getting something and looking and being successful, and that's really what makes my day.
So what would you say your goal is for Fairfield Christian?
My goal is to keep it God-centered school, Christian education. We need it. Every community, every county needs parents to have a choice. As I know everybody can't come here. Some people would want to come here. They can. But they always need that choice. And our goal is to have that choice and be a good choice for parents to send their kids here, where they can excel in anything, whether it's academics, extracurricular, or sports, and a combination over, we teach a biblical worldview, so when you get out of here and you go to college, whether it's a Christian school or a public Christian university or a public university, they can defend their faith, because you're going to get a lot of people attack. There's a lot of people that don't believe the same things we believe, but they have a solid foundation. And that's the goal, just to keep providing that biblical worldview, equipping all the students, so when they do go on and go out to universities, get married, and have jobs, they'll be good Christian role models for their communities they live in.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Carpenter. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to This Week at FCA. From Fairfield Christian Media, I'm Lydia Smith.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.